This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. We're watching the People's Republic of China deal with the tariff wars underway. However, there has been a long reckoning of China's economy unbalanced. All export, no consumption, no real estate since the collapse of the bubble. So we begin with the Wall Street Journal report of this week. China's April economic data reveals a slowdown in industrial production, retail sales, and fixed asset investment. Trade tensions with U.S. impacted Chinese factories. A short-term trade boost is expected due to reduced tariffs, but economists urge stronger stimulus for China to meet growth goals. Stimulus, there's the word. Gordon? Stimulus, does that include the change in interest rates the banks have now put through? Does that include subsidies from the central government? What is stimulus these days in Beijing, given how poorly they're performing?
I suppose, in one word, it's inadequate. China is trying to deal with this with a number of small measures. I think they're trying to see what the real effect of the tariffs will be, and then save their ammunition for when it's necessary. But nonetheless, I don't think that this is working.
We welcome Ann Stevenson Yang, author of Wild Ride, which is the brief and romantic story of the rise of the Chinese miracle and then the crash and burn of these last years, finally acknowledged in the numbers, which are untrustworthy. But in any event, they're pointing to the direction that's honest, which is down. And these new numbers sustain things that we've been saying for weeks and months, not only about the tariffs, but about China in general. Is there acknowledgement in the small community of men and women who assess the Chinese economy quite separate from their own numbers? Is there an agreement now that China's in decline and that it started well before the tariff wars, well before Liberation Day, and is not showing signs of any institutional reversal? Do they acknowledge that, Anne? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, I think you and Gordon are absolutely right. Of course, people acknowledge it. The issue is that China does not have the same type of open system that we have. Anybody around the world can read in the newspapers how Americans are worried about the impacts of the tariffs and so on. You can't read that in China. So it's easier for them to put on a good show and say that, you know, everything's going to be fine and we'll just tough it out. Actually, the tariffs are hitting the exporters in rather brutally, and that adds to all sorts of economic problems.
And when you say rather brutally, did they expect it coming? Because we've had talk about shipping a lot in the first quarter in order to avoid the tariffs. Did that work for them?
I mean, yeah, there was a lot of early shipping, but you have to remember there are whole factories that are devoted to exporting things to the U.S. And what are they going to do? They don't know what their costs are going to be or what the cost of the final consumer will be, whether how much their sales are going to drop, et cetera, et cetera. So they shipped stuff as early as they could, and then a lot of them let people go. And so you have to deal also with the cascading impacts of unemployment and of factories that are closing down.
Gordon, Reuters is reporting China cut benchmark lending rates for the first time since October last year, while major state banks lowered deposit rates as authorities work to ease monetary policy to help buffer the economy. Is that sensible, Gordon? Is this supposed to be a way to cheer people up and morale, or do they have evidence that this will mean a difference for the manufacturers?
My sense, John, and it's just only a sense, is that this is not going to help very much, because you have to have economic prospects for companies to borrow. And that's, trying to lower the interest rate is not going to convince them to make big commitments. And the other thing, lowering deposit rates aggravates China's number one economic problem, which is declining consumption, because the less money that you put in people's hands, the less money that they'll spend. So I don't think that this is going the right way. I mean, there are other things that China could do, but they don't seem to be doing them.
I have a question for Anne.
Anne, what do you think the technocrats in Beijing should be doing now?
What they should be doing and what they can be doing are two different things. So I think that the only lever they feel that they have left is stimulus and lower taxes and things like that. And that's just not going to work. You're pushing on a string, as we've talked about before. What you need is a whole sort of political economic restructuring of the Chinese economy, but that's not in the cards.
We come to the assessment of cutting the benchmark rate. I noticed that they continue to cut it. Does that boost anybody's confidence, Anne, or is that just for advertising that we're working to maintain our growth? Who believes that the cutting the rates is going to make a significant difference?
I don't think that that's truly the issue is improving confidence. I think that Beijing's key concern is its banks, the banks that it owns, and they don't want those banks to default, and they don't want those banks to see too many of their loans go belly up. And so when they cut the rates, they give a little bit of breathing room to the banks.
And Gordon, your measure of these banks, and they're, as Anne says, they have fear of them failing. I recall some years ago, they never wanted to let any company fail. I don't remember when we crossed that line, so that routinely now we talk about their biggest banks failing. Is that something that China's ever explained, going from nobody fails to we're worried about our major banks, such as the Agricultural Bank of China or the Commercial Bank of China or the Bank of China? That's the biggest there are. They own everything. Correct, Gordon?
They have an enormous proportion of the banking market. And the biggest banks will be okay as long as the People's Republic is okay, because that's the last line of defense. The issue are the smaller financial institutions. And one of the reasons is that the smaller loans, personal loans, are defaulting at an alarming rate. And that is affecting the smaller banks. And there have been some hints that there have been restrictions on withdrawals at those smaller institutions, because depositors have been lining up in the streets and they've been quite angry. So there's a hint that the smaller banks are now having problems.
You have a question for Anne. We have about a minute.
Anne, when you look at the larger banks, what do you see in terms of their going forward?
Well, look, I think that, as you say, the smaller banks, many of them are in trouble, as has been the case for about 15 years now. And so the larger banks are induced to take over the deposits of the smaller banks. That's not good, obviously, for the balance sheets, but it keeps the whole system afloat. So that's what's going to happen.
And right now, the real estate market doesn't much exist. The consumers are not responding. I ask you this every time we have an opportunity to talk to you. Do they have a way forward other than export? Or is that it? Those three choices, and they've decided to stick with export. Is that correct?
I think what happens in China is people simply become more impoverished, and the government stays afloat.
So what we're viewing now is the future. There's no rescuing this.
Yeah, it's the beginning of a long slide that goes on for another decade.
Anne Stephenson Yang, she's the author most recently of Wild Ride, The Rise of the Miracle of China. And now we're in the descent. Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.